Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in radio land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, it's 6 minutes late. No, I'm just kidding. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live.
That's the new name of the show.
Each and every Wednesday from 3-ish to 4-ish p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm just kidding.
306.
Yes, yes. Only new, on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. And for our Hispanic sisters and brethren all around the world, that is numero uno.
Uh-oh.
We're coming at you live on another Wednesday afternoon. We are syndicated on, if I can remember the whole list, I don't know, I'm going, you know, iHeartRadio, mm-hmm. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, hold on, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, Radio Line, Stitcher, TuneIn, Deezer, Blog Talk Radio, Podbean. I think that's it. 15.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, we're on 15. I think I got them all. I think I got them all. Did I get them all? Sounds like I got them all.
I don't know.
All right. You are listening or watching or whatever the fuck's going on to your radio hostess with Moses and producer Jennifer Muse or Jennifer DeVoe Muse or I don't know, however the fuck you're going to say that one. And James Muse.
What's up, y'all?
And we are together, the power duo of Power Wonder Twin Powers. Activate.
Beep, 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 beep.
Jenny and the Muse. Didn't they used to say that? Wonder Twin Powers activate. And they had the rings and the fist. And, yeah, with the rings and the, yeah. And all of a sudden, ding, 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 you know, yeah.
Whatever superpowers they had.
Whatever the fuck happened, I don't know. I don't even remember what the hell they could do. Do you? No. That's the only part I remember. That's the only part I remember is Wonder Twin Powers activate and they put their fist together with the rings and that's it. That's all I remember.
I don't remember.
Didn't I remember nothing beyond that.
Didn't they have a space monkey or something with them?
Yes. It was from space, right?
I
just remember it was a monkey. Monkey? Was it green? I don't know. Some weird shit.
I don't think so. I don't think the monkey was green.
Oh, I'm thinking of another space monkey.
Maybe it wasn't a space monkey. Maybe it was an earth monkey.
I don't fucking know. Really don't remember. I've smoked way too much pot since I was 20.
Oh,
unlike my daughter who started at 16. I was kidding. Sorry.
Damn, put her on blast. Damn.
I didn't say which daughter.
Okay.
See? I get away with it. Anyway.
Damn it.
Anyway. We are here on another Wednesday. It is the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Happy Turkey Day to all of you out there that celebrate Turkey Day.
Because some people don't.
Because they're not, like, they don't practice. Whatever reason it is. They don't practice American culture stuff. Whatever. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe they're a Satan worshiper. I don't know. Whatever it is you get into. That's not my problem.
I'd love to have something to do with it.
Hey, whatever. To each their own. Whatever makes you happy. If you want to worship Satan, go for it.
Yeah, who cares?
I mean, some people seem to think that because my husband's an atheist that he worships Satan. No, there is a difference. An atheist believes in nothing.
Right.
No nothing. No God, no heaven, no hell, no Satan, no nothing. If you don't believe in God, then you don't believe in hell.
God created Lucifer,
the
angel that became Satan.
Right.
And if God, so that,
the whole point is if you don't believe in God, you don't believe in Satan.
There was no devil.
Right, exactly. So, if you're a Satan worshiper, then you believe
in that shit.
You believe in the heaven and hell and God and Satan and all that shit. And you worship Satan because you want to choose the bad path and blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Whatever it is, whatever, you know, makes you warm at night. I don't really care. Well, you know what I mean? I really don't give a fuck.
Oh, man. I'm
so whatever reason it is you do not celebrate Thanksgiving, that's on you. But for those of us that do, yeah, happy Turkey Day. I'll be spending it at both my jobs.
Hey, you either make money or you spend
money. Wait. I got on. Hold on. Is this a thing? I got on my McDonald's pants. See, you can see that. I got on my McDonald's pants and my Allied Universal warm jacket. Yeah. So there, I'm representing both jobs right there. Representing. Representing a clown and some other clowns. Oh, wait. No. Sorry. I'm sorry. That was just wrong. Shout out to both my low-paying jobs.
Yay!
Priest at McDonald's pays $2 more an hour than a security job, which I'm risking my life to protect other people's fucking property. I love it. Don't you? Not. That's okay. I will be transferring over to an L.A. Security job that pays more here very shortly. So it's just kind of working. Pico Rivera. And they can get away with paying less because they're outside the LA citizens, outside the LA county line.
I'm trying to get the stuff to the Facebook.
Because of the weather today, I noticed Boost is not working so well.
That's what it is?
I think so. That's a big part of it. Ronan's like, are you coming? Where are you? I'm sorry, Ronan. I forgot to text you on the way. My husband drives like crazy. And, you know, anyway.
This is L.A.
It's L.A.
It's crazy.
I think my phone's about to die anyway, so I'll share it in a minute. Shout out to our buddy Ronan Rosner. Without you, we would be nothing. We really wouldn't, because he is the man. He is the man. He's our amazing IT guy. He does everything. He does it all.
Right.
He's even a photographer.
He's a good one.
He's a really good one, too. So if you ever want to hire an amazing photographer, I think I don't know how much he charges, but, you know, Ronan Rosner.
Very good work.
Very good. Amazing work. He does a lot of our concerts and stuff. So, fuck yeah. We love it. We are here in the studios, though, in Sherman Oaks, California.
The weather's been really
fucking weird today. It's been raining, and I think we needed that, though, because we've had a lot of fires lately.
We got one going on now.
Or so. Well, this rain hopefully did something.
Hopefully.
I'm hoping. Maybe it put it out. I'm hoping that it'll come and help the firefighters, and there's it'll put all these fires the fuck out, and we won't have these issues right now. So I'm hoping we're going to get into the rainy season, so that will take away the fire season. I'm hoping. I mean, I can hope, right?
Right.
Yeah, Jenny needs to cut down to, yes, both jobs, but 7 days a week, and not in the sense of 5 days a week at one and four at the other. I want to do 5 days at security and 2 days at McDonald's, all first shift. Yeah, so that's my goal. Because I start school January 6th. For my Associates of Science in Music Business, so I can manage the bands and artists that I do now.
Right.
I can help take them on tours and learn contract law and all the stuff that I need to learn to help my bands get paid. And I could take them on tour or get them hooked on other tours. I mean, these are things I'm learning as I go, but to go to school for it and get a degree in it would be better because I'll learn everything more properly. You know what I mean? It teaches you a lot of stuff. Plus, I'll have access to the facilities. They said I could use their concert halls and stuff to do concerts because it's part of my degree program.
Oh.
And plus, it'll give them more exposure, they said also. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going to work some deals. I figure I already do this now. Want to do it legitimately, full on. You know? And then eventually, I'd like to go to school, for film and shit.
Right.
I'm trying to learn that at Pasadena Media, but that's more like television. A film is a little different, they were telling me.
Okay.
It's filmed different. Everything's different. It's like, because on TV, it's on set, and it's all like, you know what I mean? Movies are different.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to learn both. It's pretty cool, though. Shout out to Pasadena Media Television.
All right.
Rock on. Hopefully, shout out. Hopefully, I'll be able to have my television show going here in the next couple months. It might not be able to get it going till like end of this January or beginning of February, but that's my goal. Is, you know what I mean? To still be able to film for this next season on that channel. It's on me on the Arroyo channel on cable.
Okay.
Yeah. So public I think it's I don't know if it's public access or what that's considered. I don't really know. I don't know.
That's good though.
But a lot of fun. Let's see. Shout out to this last week. We had Santo. This is Santo. Did I say it right? Santo.
She was from...
Did you say Kuala...
Singapore? Bangladesh?
Kuala Lumpur? No, what was that? Did you say Kuala Lumpur? No.
Sri Lanka.
That's what it was.
She's from Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka. Mm-hmm. All right. She's an independent movie writer and director. So I had to make sure I said that on Facebook or Instagram and stuff, that it was she's an independent movie. Like, she writes her own movies.
Right.
Independently and writes her own scripts and, you know, films everything. Like, she directs it. She does all that stuff. And, like, her movies are only, like, I think between 6 and 10 minutes or something like that. They're, like, short movies.
Right.
But they have, like, a message to them and stuff like that. So go check her out. This is on Instagram, she's at This Is Santo. So THISISSANTHO. This is Santo altogether. You'll find her on Instagram and also on Twitter. Go check out her movies. I'm going to be putting up a thing with I put up some pictures, but I need to put up a link to her movie stuff too. So it's really nice. It's really good. So you go check it out. And I think she just did like a 10-minute film recently. She was in the LA Skins Festival, which is for Native American filmmakers. And then she was also just in L.A. Cannes Women's Festival. I think I said that. Yeah. It was a women's movie festival. So all the movies were made, directed, or whatever, by females.
Okay.
So she was just in that as well. So two movie festivals within the last, 3 weeks. So she's been very, very busy.
Yes.
Very busy woman. She travels all over the world, actually, doing different movie festivals. She's been in, because her movie falls into different categories, the main character in this 10-minute movie that she did was Native American. So that allowed her to be able to put it
Skins,
in that. Yeah,
film festival.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, which is really cool.
Yeah.
That was nice. Let's see. And then the week before that, we had Cleaver.
Yeah.
One of the bands that I co-manage from Santiago, Chile. Shout out to Rod Toledo from K&M Productions LA. That's my co-manager for the band. Rock on. Shout out to Cleaver, Carlos Cleaver, Charlie, Pablo, and Tiger. Or Tigre, or however you say it. which is Tiger.
No, he calls himself Tiger.
Yeah, but in their language, it's Tigre. Tigre, mm-hmm. Which means Tiger. It's the same thing, but yeah. But that's pretty cool. Shout out to all the guys. I'm glad you made it back safe. Glad everything's okay. Can't wait till you guys move here next year. So that's their goal, is this next year, 2022, actually be able to move here and, you know, start their career over here. We're shopping for, record labels and stuff like that. Bigger publicists and people that can help them.
Good luck.
You know, get to where they need to be. Hey, I can always, we're trying here. We just got to put in the work. You know what I'm saying? That's why I need to put all my shit together to be able to do all of what I need to do. Let's see. Next week on the show will be Band of Family.
Oh.
From
Bakersfield, I believe.
Bakersfield. Yes. Right? Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, I think it's Bakersfield. Yeah, Bakersfield. Yeah. Yeah. They're from way, yeah, up there.
That's not.
I guess it's
too
not
bad.
Too far. Yeah.
No.
Well, anyway, shout out to Ted Williams and all the guys. Jen Scaro. What's up? So they're going to be here next Wednesday from 3 to 4. So if you are a Band of Family, hold on. I think we got a caller. We got a caller. Hello. You are on the air with Jenny. Who are we speaking with?
Hello? Hi. This is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. I was calling for Dr. Pat Allen.
Oh, no. Sorry. She's on after 4 p.m.
Gotta
try back in less than an hour.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. We barely ever get callers. I hate to. We finally do, and she's calling for Pat.
Someone else.
She's calling for another radio host. I fucking love it. Anyway, if anyone would want to call in and actually talk to Jenny and the Muse, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Anyway.
call us to give us a critique.
Oh, let's see. Did we have any, let's see, what do we have? We haven't had no concerts.
None.
We're
done.
We had to take a little break because I had the Cleaver tour and it's just been a lot. It was a lot on me and I needed to kind of take a break.
Yeah.
So our next show will be, Sunday, December 8th. We got a show at the 5-Star Bar. I'm in the process of booking that right now. I need one more band, actually. I need one more band. I don't have nothing with me. I hate this. Oh, my other book's in the car. Oh, fuck it. Anyway, we have lampposts. We have, okay, to kick off the show at 8 o'clock, from 8 to 8:30, is Claymation.
Okay.
8:45 to 9:15 is Lamppost. No, sorry. Anthony Peralta. Anthony Peralta, he's never performed. He's never been on, like, stage. He has, like, at a talent show, but not, like, this level. So I told him we could test him out. We'll see how he does.
Okay.
I think he'll be okay. Anyway, he's like a rapper, hip hop. I don't know. He's gonna try. Okay. Anthony Peralta, 8:45 to 9:15, mm-hmm. From 9:30 to 10 will be Lampposts. They're coming up from San Diego.
Oh wow,
ish area. And then I've got from 10, what is it? 10:15 to 10:45. I believe I have Band of Family.
Okay.
And then I just need one more band for the 11 spot.
11 o'clock?
11 to 11:30 or 11:45, whatever. I need one more band. So if you want to jump on the bill, hit me up, 818-406-1742, 818-406-1742. Or if you have a buddy that has a band that might be interested, hit me up. It's for Sunday, December 8th, and it's at the 5-Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles, and it's for the 11 to, like, 11:45 spot, or you can play till midnight or whatever. So, you know, hit me up. Like I said, 818-406-1742. And then I have, let's see, Monday, December 9th. Monday, December 9th at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Okay.
I have, I'm not sure who's on that one right now. Do I have it in this one? I started changing over my book to a new book because this one is falling apart. No bueno.
Right.
It's like really falling apart. I've used it so much. It's been It's had the shit beat out of it. The poor book. The poor book. Okay. 10:30 to 11:15 p.m. Time out. You're in time out.
Is that the guy that played with...
It's a band I manage.
Fallen Fury.
Yes.
He's the drummer for Fallen Fury.
Yes.
That's his band.
Yes.
Okay.
Greg. Greg. Yes, Greg. That's his band, Time Out.
Okay.
They're like punk metal. Punk metal.
Okay.
Yeah. Hellcross.
Ah, I like that.
It's going to play 11:30. They played right after New Ritual at the Rainbow that last time.
Okay.
They're really good. They're the crazy ones with the hair and the... They're fucking nuts. They had a big crowd. They brought a lot of people.
Cool.
So, hey, always down for that. Right. They played 11:30. I just need a 12:30 band. So anybody who wants to jump on Monday, December 9th at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollyweird, California, I need somebody from 12:30 to 1:15 a.m. So got that one. And then I booked some more shows. I have some more dates I just booked at the Five Star Bar and at the Rainbow. And I just need to book some more dates for Petey's Place for January and February. Okay. In fact, I'll probably call her this afternoon about that. And anything else you can think of you want to talk about until, or I'm going to play some music.
No, just hope everybody has a safe Thanksgiving.
Oh, you know, yes. Have a happy,
gonna be crazy
happy
weather. They said it's, they got the East Coast, got a good storm going on,
you know.
And then the one that we're in is supposed to travel across and supposed to, you know, do its thing through Sunday and everything. So I hope everybody stay safe, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to play some music. Let's play Cleaver. I'm going to play Why Are You So Jealous, Honey? This is their big one of their big ones. This is one of the big ones. So Why Are You So Jealous, Honey? By Cleaver from Chile. Enjoy. Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Why are you so jealous, honey? By Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. What's up, Cleaver? We miss you guys already. We so miss you. You need to hurry up and move back here. Hurry up and come back. Come back, come back, come back. All right, let's see. That was some Cleaver. What, anybody you want to hear? Anybody in particular? You thinking of some crazy stuff? What are you thinking of? We've had a lot of people on this show. Let's see. Oh, what you thinking?
How about some Southpaw?
We never had them on our show. Not yet.
I thought they were supposed to.
Yeah. I'm rescheduling with Robert McVeigh, so we're good. I'm going to get them on the show.
Well, name a couple of groups you got on there.
I got a bunch on here. Let's see. Acedia out of Florida.
Yeah. This.
Acedia. They were really hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to remember which one. I think Divided was their big one. Or should I do the remix of Despacito? Trying to remember which song was really big on theirs. Let's try Divided.
Okay.
I just remember they were hardcore. Out of Florida, Acedia.
Yeah.
Can we just say fuck yeah?
Fuck yeah.
That was badass. That was Acedia out of Florida. Fuck yeah. They hit me up. I think they hit me up on social media.
Mm.
Like back a couple years ago. Like year they or do so
have
ago.
They do got a Southern California sound, though.
Yeah, but they have a huge following, like, apparently. Like, I was going on their social media. They got a big, big, big following. So, Acedia, fuck yeah. Let's see. I'm going to play from there. Trying to decide. Let's play. Ooh. Who do I want to play? Fuck, fuck, fuck. Where is my Fate Destroyed? I'm trying to find Fate Destroyed. oh, there we go. Art of Betrayal. Here we go. Here's some Fate Destroyed. My brother from another mother. My broski from another hoski. Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions will be playing. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. It's right on my Facebook page so I can see it. attention, friends and fam. I have $20 discount tickets available to see my band Fate Destroyed on Friday the 13th of December with Power Man 5000 at the Whiskey Go-Go in West Hollywood. Fuck yeah. So hit up my brother Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. He's got discounted $20 tickets. If you want to go see his band Fate Destroyed with the amazing lead singer Francesca Distrutta. You will go see them.
It's going to be a good show.
Yes, Friday, December 13th with Power Man 5000, the Whiskey A Go-Go. So hit him up, Nathan Young, Youngblood Productions. So he's going to be playing, and then they're going to be playing Sunday, December 15th the Oakman. Oh, Oak and Main in Ventura with Edema. There we go. So two amazing shows here next month for Fate Destroyed. So we're going to play The Art of Betrayal. Or should we play Break Free? Let's play Break Free and then The Art of Betrayal. I don't think we were in that either one of those music videos. But we were in one of their music videos. Anyway, here's a little Break Free, and then we're going to play a little Art of Betrayal back to back. Fate Destroyed. Booyah. Break Free.
Lies in words.
And since it's Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving's all about family, here's a song we're going to go out on. Chance the Bag Snatcher. With a song called Can't Have My Soul. By the way, this is my son. Anyway, here you go. Enjoy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Dead End Boy Squad, man. It's the Dead End. Dead End Boy,
like
man. Look. Check this shit out.
Working security, niggas tryna call me 12. But I ain't the one putting Latins and blacks in the cell. Telling them now, I got you all to myself. Who the fuck you gon' tell when you can't cry for help? Ain't no wishing well, so my nigga, I'ma wish you well. Yeah, my nigga, I'ma wish you well. We all brothers and sisters, we should all help each other get somewhere else. Somewhere better on the beach with the seashells. I stay chilling with a bad little female. Little mama off the clock, say, fuck the details. When can we chill? People just need to stop thinking of only themselves. Narcissism creates wealth, but only when your soul's been sold to the devil himself. And if you got a guilty conscience, then fuck off all your mental health. Fuck off all your mental health. So when the contract's up, you gon' go straight to hell. Little nigga, go straight to hell. Wishing you would've loved someone like you love yourself. Love yourself, yeah. Lucifer was an angel, but he was cast from heaven cause he rebelled. So you felt like he fell when you felt like he fell. Cause you both couldn't give a fuck. Nah, nigga, you didn't give a fuck about no one else. But shit, I guess that's just what happens when you're a backstabber. Yeah. You'd fuck anyone over for a few more stacks to stack in your mattress. But see, if you try me, the aftermath to be a death sentence. I have your body wrapped in plastic or sipping holy water from a golden chalice. It ain't no challenge to leave your brain splattered in the gray matter. Yeah, there's no capping when I'm body snatching. Got this 45 automatic. So when I bust to the tenant, you get lost in traffic. Little nigga get lost in traffic. Got a cold little bitch taking risks for the whole family. Living to die, but ain't trying to be subtracted. When 6 feet's been at it, let these bullets rip through a nigga. Now he a closed casket. Mama seen him in the open casket. You was talking all that shit. Boasting and bragging. You was talking all that shit. Boasting and bragging. Acting like a faggot on your social status. Nigga, you get no captions. And nigga, you ain't capping. Shit. Let these hollow tips fill any nigga who take a bold action. My soul ain't been sold. Nah, nigga, I ain't gonna let you have it. Either you with me or against me, my nigga. I'm a whole savage. Everything I do with a cold passion. Don't make me let you have it. And right now, I'm just rapping. And right now you're probably laughing, but if I take your life, your afterlife won't be no better. And if you're fucking with my family, I'm chance. You get no chances, my nigga. I kill your whole family. Yeah, mama, they daddy. Your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your grandpa, your granny, your uncle, and your auntie. Nah, nigga, let me up the handy. I fuck your baby mama, cause she a little baddie. That's when I'll give your kids some candy. And a brand new daddy. I hit you once, you lost your balance. Hit bikini bottom, you dumb as the sponge and that nigga patch it. I said, you hit bikini bottom, you dumb as the sponge and that nigga pass it. Yeah, I guess that's what happens when your pussy lips keep flapping at a whole savage. Look, I'm a whole savage. And everything I do with a cold passion. And right now I'm just rapping. And right now you probably laughing. But if I take your life, your afterlife won't be no better, better, better.
You gonna get a brand your mama, your mammy, your auntie, your daddy. What are you saying?
Yeah, you didn't hear
anything. I fucking bitch. You give me, you gotta give a new daddy or something.
And then you wanna up the ante or some shit. And then he said your pussy lips was flapping.
Anyway.
On that note,
shout out to Chance the Bag Snatcher. He gonna snatch your bag. You gotta be careful. You be careful. You coming out Walmart. You gonna snatch your bag. Your ho-hos and your ding-dongs. You'll be fucked. And you're gonna have a brand new daddy. Anyway. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our friends and family around the world. All the bands that we have dealt with over the last 2.5, almost 3 years.
Yeah.
All the artists, the authors, the movie producers, directors, the
athletes, directors,
just so many people. So many people, different types of people we have dealt with over the last 2.5 years. It has been a blessing. And
both independent and corporate.
Yes. Here's looking to the next 2.5 to 5 years.
Plus
years.
Yeah.
To
infinity.
Thank you so much for helping us keep it real. Thank you for watching our broadcast. Hopefully some of you every week. I don't know. But thank
tell
you.
Tell a friend.
Please spread the word. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We're on every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Thank you to LA Talk Radio for having us for the last 2.5 years. I have money for you. Anyway. happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Whether you celebrate it or not, have a wonderful tomorrow, Thursday. Whatever it is you celebrate. Shout out to you.
All
right. Any last words you want to say before we
I don't know. You said everything. Have a safe and happy holiday.
Yes.
Unless you don't celebrate it, have a safe day.
Just say happy holidays to everyone. No matter what holiday that is.
Because we got a few coming up, I think.
Whether it's bring your daughter to work day, you're celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, your cat's birthday, whatever fucking holiday it is you celebrate, whatever Satan worshipers celebrate. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Happy Satan Day. Probably. I don't know. Whatever it is. Whatever it is you celebrate. Atheist Day. I don't know. No. Whatever it is you want to do. Whatever makes you happy.
Right.
You know, whatever trips your trigger, whatever, floats your boat.
Trips your trigger.
Yeah. whatever does it for you in life, go for it. Go with Satan or God or whoever the fuck it is you go with. The Easter Bunny. Lucky Charms. I'm thinking of the little leprechaun dude. Anyway, anybody, whatever it is, you do. Have fun with it. Have fun with it. Slaughter that goat. I don't know, whatever it is you do. Just
probably be some parties this weekend.
I would imagine it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't know. Watch some football for us and eat some tater salad and whatever the fuck else you do.
Right.
Happy holidays to all out there. From James Real Talk of the Block, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Peace. Thank out. You for listening and watching.
Bye.
Bye. Gotta go.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.